I really hope we give away $2,000. That would be so much fun. We all know the rules. Super simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if our contestant gets them all right. And it's all obviously about knowledge, but also about using your time wisely. Mm-hmm. If you don't know an answer, you need to pass. And when there's enough time, we'll get back to it. Who do we got today?
TJ in Inkster. TJ. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. Good. What's TJ stand for?
Terry. Terry Jerome.
Oh, okay.
That's my middle name.
All right. Sounds good. Just making sure you weren't a former offensive lineman calling in.
Oh, you talking about Thomas John?
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes.
No, that ain't me. I wish.
Not me.
All right, TJ, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am. I played once before. I only got two before, so hopefully I can do much better.
Oh, I think you will, TJ. Your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Who does Michigan State play in football this coming Saturday night?
Pass.
This team won the Stanley Cup in June.
Pass.
This team is in sole possession of first place in the NFC West.
Arizona.
This band had the 1991 hit Losing My Religion.
Pass.
The Pistons traded Chauncey Billups to this team in 2008.
Denver.
Disneyland is located in this California city.
Los Angeles.
Who is the head coach of the USC football team?
Oh, wow. Came from Oklahoma. Pass.
She played Daisy Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Pass.
Spencer Torkelson played at this college.
Arizona State.
Who currently leads the NFL in receiving yardage?
Man, I did terrible. Well, I knew the first three. I was like, damn it. I just knew as soon as I had a brain fart.
Well,
oh, man.
That's okay. You got two.
You did as good as you did last time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I knew the Michigan State one right after. I was like, oh, man, come on, dude. It's okay. I appreciate the time.
There you go. Hey, $50.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, TJ.
TJ, we'll put you on hold. We'll make sure we get you paid. It's the Two Grand Slam brought to you by Femininio Law. He had two correct answers for $50. You want to go through it, John?
Yeah, let's do it.
Michigan State, he says he knows it now. Mm-hmm. He should have said it then.
BC.
Boston College, the red bandana game, Saturday night, Chestnut Hill. Who won the Stanley Cup in June?
That would be the Panthers. It's not surprising that people would not be able to pull that one.
No, I feel like a week later, everybody just kind of collectively forgot. Sole possession of first place in the NFC West, not the Arizona Cardinals.
It's the Seattle Seahawks.
Surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Monday night, they come to Detroit in a couple weeks. 1991 hit Losing My Religion.
R.E.M.
Chauncey Billups was traded to the Denver Nuggets. He got that one correct. Mm-hmm. Disneyland is in this California city.
It's very close to L.A.
Yeah.
But it is not L.A. It's mm-hmm. Anaheim.
Who is the head coach of this USC football team? It is someone who was at Oklahoma.
Yes. He came from Oklahoma. I know it. I can see it. Lincoln Riley.
Daisy Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
This is kind of one you got to have.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, mm-hmm. Yeah. Who doesn't remember that?
12-year-old Jim definitely remembered that it was Jessica Simpson in the Daisy Dukes.
That's your first?
Spencer Torkelson played at Arizona State. And John, I wouldn't have gotten 10. Who leads the NFL in receiving yards?
It'd be a Michigan man. Nico Collins.
You surprised by what he's done in the NFL? I am.
Nico? Not really. I thought he was very underutilized. And just didn't have anybody throw him the ball.
So I asked King this question yesterday as we were ending our show, and he got it. And then he said, you know what happened to Collins at Michigan? He got gaddis'd.
Yeah, no space.
Gaddis became a verb.
Yeah, no space.
Yeah, speed.
Yeah, speed, no space.
His size, man, he is a beast. He's almost like a tight end.
Yeah, and there were times, too, and this is back when Doug and I were standing on the sidelines watching, and I would tell him, I'm like, watch Nico on this one. The Iowa game, they had five turnovers in that game, not Michigan, but Iowa. And he was a guy that if you had one-on-one, you could just throw the ball up to him and he'd go get, which we have seen in the NFL. We saw it in college. They just didn't do it enough.
Well, Shea could do it sometimes.
Next.
Dan Campbell at 8.
Then we got this weekend.
Yes, we're going by first names on everyone now.
The Shavior.
Well, we should with Alex.